Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get an ad-free version of the show, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. You'll not only get an ad-free version of this show, but some bonus content in the form of national recap pods from Shane and I, as well as at least two, more often than not, bonus posts from yours truly. Again, that is patreon.com/ndtex. And I want to thank new Patreon members for the month, Jordan B. and John. Thank you, and thank everybody else for your continued support. Hello and welcome to Sim Day over here at HLS. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex. And as always, you can catch us live every Thursday night when there's a game at least. We got a bye week coming up, 9 p.m. Central Time over on twitch.tv/LittleSons. Subscribe to the podcast. You'll hear this as well over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. You can join us in Discord at herlolsons.com/discord. And of course, you can always find us at herlolsons.com. With that said, Shane, it's time to get back to it.
Yeah, it's hopefully time to get back to it. Presumably time to get back to it, assuming that Pine is still the one we're getting back to.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the intent. And as we were talking pre-show, Shane, I realized I didn't check the Notre Dame roster if it had saved changes from last week. So we're just going to assume that that's the case, that everything last week is as it is. Well, because, look, guys, I don't even know. Wilkins will probably play in this thing. I obviously didn't check too much. Wilkins is out for the season, unfortunately, with an MCL. So that's unfortunate. I don't know if Heinisch will end up seeing snaps in the sim. Should end up seeing snaps, and boy, your guess is as good as mine. Who's actually going to play left tackle, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the Joe Wilkins point is particularly frustrating because last week when he went down after the contact to his leg, it was like, see, he got it. I commented, see, he got right back up and left the field on his own accord. He did the responsible thing. Michael Mayer, on the other hand, was limping around. And who's out for the fucking season? Joe Wilkins. I feel terrible.
The guy that did the responsible thing to get off the field, which should tell you the mentality of the team.
Of course, nobody is wished to ever be out of for the season. But yeah, man, like that just really karma. That just weirdly sucked. And yeah, left tackle. I don't know, man. Who even knows at this point? I don't think anybody does.
Joe Alt is my guess at this point. Yeah. Because why not? And look, there is some injury on the Virginia Tech side as well. Their star tight end, James Mitchell, the senior, he is injured. He's actually an impact player on the sim, so he will be out. That is a weapon gone for the Hokies. But overall, Shane, Eddie and I talked about this on the Picks podcast. Virginia Tech, not exactly an offensive powerhouse. Their defense, so, I mean, we'll see. It's really, I mean, it seems to be, obviously, you're going on the road. You got the Inner Sandman stuff going on. Virginia Tech will be pumped to be prime time on the ACC network. So everybody find your cable listings and figure out where that is if you have it. But this just feels like if Notre Dame is to get back on track, it's all up to them.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a way to win this game. And I mean, sure, it feels like a matchup, you know, I guess reflexively that you would say Notre Dame should win. But, you know, Virginia Tech hasn't been terrible. They've just been, you know, middle of the road. But, hey, you know, it's like the Spider-Man meme. Like, hey, you, me, we, me, you. It's the same exact thing. So I understand the sentiment. It shouldn't be particularly stressful. But at the same time, it's a road game following what feels like a deflating loss. It's easy to see this one being hard to jump up to. Even though you would expect that of this team, and hopefully, you know, given the circumstances, this Notre Dame team should outperform expectations, or at least do the minimum, which is get out of there with a win.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. This all starts with the sim. And for those that are wondering, a Douglas Farmer said, do two sims, you lazy bums.
Yeah.
Look, Douglas, we'll give you two sims, okay? But here's how it's going to go down. It's not going to be on the podcast. It'll be on Twitch. So when I edit this thing, what I'll do is I'll sign off Twitch. I'll fire up another stream after I get some things changed around. We'll go ahead. We'll let Jack Cohn or Drew Pine or whatever. We'll take over. We will do that. There will be no commentary because it's too damn late for Shane and I to do that. Yeah, it's too much work. And I'm not editing another podcast. So we'll have, for anybody that really wants to defile themselves and see what happens, we'll have it up on Twitch. I'll put it up on this post at Her Loyal Sons. You can watch it. You can have Herbie and I think Fowler does. I forget. Is Fowler the other boys on NCAA? Is it Fowler and Herbie on this?
Yeah, I think so still, right?
All right. Well, we'll see that. Okay. So, Shane, you ready to do this?
Yeah, I am prepared to enter Sandman, as one would say.
All right, here we go. Heading into Blacksburg with Metallica blaring through the speakers. One of the toughest places to play, or so they claim, as we got rain in the forecast, Shane. We got a little bit of drizzle going on this time around.
Yeah, let's just hope with an ACC team in the rain, we actually don't throw the ball 40 times. That'd be fun.
Well, hopefully with Pine under center, because the Sim is not afraid to start Pine. We're determined. We will try it five different times if we have to. We will make it happen. But here we go. Number 9, Notre Dame, trying to get in. They're not number 9 anymore. I forget what their actual rank is.
Who cares?
But they are looking to get back on track against Virginia Tech out in Lane Stadium. Oh, boy. I just hope we have a kickoff that works at this point.
Yep. I have faith. It will do it.
All right, and Notre Dame wins the toss. They will defer.
Still deferring.
Yeah, look at that. And Dora will kick it away, and here we go. Let's
run this bitch.
God.
Got it.
Hey! It's like we planned it. All right.
Yep, all right.
The kick is in the end zone and kneeled, and we have a sim, folks. We have a sim.
It's starting.
Whew. All right. Braxton Burmeister, the Oregon transfer, comes out, throws immediately and complete to the 45-yard line to Drake Deulis, the backup tight end. Well, apparently they're not missing their star. Look at that, right off the bat.
All right. I mean, they're attacking from play one. I mean, it's what you do at home, right? Send the visitors back on their way.
Yeah, you got to get that crowd going. Ball on the Hokie 45, Notre Dame, four down linemen. Burmeister with the full house behind him. And handoff, and stuffed rather quickly. Holston only gets 2 yards. So yeah, you may go ahead, Chang.
Going to be interesting to see like what the ball security situation is, you know, given this weather. And, you know, maybe both teams are going to try to run the ball a lot. So we'll see what happens.
On another handoff to Holster. He gets a better push from the line. Holston, for a 5-yard gain. And yes, if you're wondering where Rasheem Blackshear is on the depth chart, it's an or, an or, an or. So there's a lot of potential with this rushing attack. Speed option, Burmeister pitches to Holston.
Pitches out.
And he goes out to the 40, to the 35, knocked out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Excuse me, 33.
Yep, so it looks like they're going to be riding Holston all fucking day, huh?
Yeah, and unfortunately, zero people had the edge there. Houston Griffith eventually got on the tackle. Ball is on the Irish 33. Burmeister in the pistol. Hands off to Holster, and he is stopped behind the line. Okay. J.D. Bertrand will bring him down.
All right. Shutting it down. I mean, again, this is a lot of run play. It just feels like one of those classic Virginia Tech lull you to sleep strategies. I understand it's a new coach, but it's very, very Beamer of them.
Well, five wide isn't very Beamer. Oh, but the QB sneak was.
QB sneak is.
And it went nowhere. As Justin Adamiola just absolutely took Burmeister out. Easy TFL. There was just no prayer there. So third and 13 after the drive went crazy. Five wide again. Drink a second time. Three down linemen. Fourth coming on the blitz and dropped by Trey Turner, the impact player. as the wideout.
All right, well, there's the rain for you. Already getting involved.
A 53-yard field goal attempt. The Hokies will try. Central Arkansas transfer John Parker Romo's kick is away, and it is short.
Yeah.
So after all of that.
Pretty wide.
Yeah, the Irish, yeah, short and wide. It's just like me. Irish will take over on their own 36-yard line. Five wide, Drake.
Oh, God.
With Drew Pine coming out in the shotgun. Back to pass, pulls it down. Okay. Breaks a tackle to the 35. Okay. Stiff arm to the 40, 43. 6 yard gain.
Six big man yards.
A second and four. And of course, the mobility, that's what we've been saying for a while that we feel that this team needs. And man, does Pine give it to him. Back in the shotgun, Williams to his right. Quick pass over to Avery Davis, who breaks three tackles against the first down.
Wow. He wormed his way through three defenders. That was a high risk, but high reward play there.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, can't argue with it actually freaking working.
It worked.
Pine takes the snap, shotgun, dances around, throws it right before he gets hit. He's lucky that's all that happened was it falling incomplete.
Yeah, at least he didn't Jack Cohn it.
So ball's on the 46, second and 10. Pine back to pass. Throws it to Austin, who catches it and has the ball just across midfield. Third and six upcoming.
It's a good sign, I feel like, his first pass and his first catch, not an actual drop for a change.
Well, third and six. The Irish will try to keep this drive going. Hokie's showing blitz. They bring it. Pine steps up, throws short to Austin, and it is not enough. No. 3 yard gain. It'll be fourth and two. Just over the 50, and sad punt.
Sad punt.
Bramlett gets kick away. This is actually going towards the corner.
Oh,
that's going to be close. I don't know if it made it or not. It's either a coffin corner or a touchback.
No,
let's see where they spot it. On the one!
What?
On the one!
Legend. Legend.
So bruh. Virginia Tech in the shadow of their
get the
own
safety.
End zone.
Get the safety.
Burmeister snaps it. And oh, we almost had the safety. Oh, man.
He had him.
Holston breaks a J.D. Bertrand tackle and gets 5 yards.
Damn it.
Or 4 yards, excuse me. Second and six.
Right there.
Full house behind Burmeister. Two tight ends. Oh, freaking four tight ends. Oh, he is nailed immediately.
Murdered. Murder.
That option play just does not work. Clarence Lewis came free on the blitz right into the option.
They'll be lucky to make it out of the 5 yard line.
Third and seven. Burmeister hands off, just playing safe here. And Holston cannot get enough for the first down. Heinisch makes the stop. Welcome back,
beautiful.
Sir.
Suffocating drive.
So on fourth and two, punting out of their own end zone, Notre Dame will get great field position. They don't even bother coming for it. Williams takes us just past the 50, across to the 45, and just decides to run right into everybody. Didn't try to juke a soul.
I mean, it's not unlike real life Kyron Williams on punt returns.
Ball is on the 43-yard line. Irish come out with two tight ends. Pine back to pass and blitz coming heavy. Mayer gets the pass complete across to the 30 to the 33-yard line. Michael Mayer, nice little pass there. And again, just dump it off. Don't try to do too much.
Yeah, and he got an extra 5 yards there, just like weaving in and out of traffic. Yeah, it's a great fucking decision.
I hope that growing holds, my friend. Oh, excuse me. The ball is on the 27-yard line.
Okay.
Three wide. Pine back in the shotgun. Read option, pulls it down, goes across the 20, almost gets the first down, 8 yard gain.
It's a great fucking decision. So it's amazing Pine that element adds.
Yeah, Pine has now rushed it twice, which is more than we had in all the cone starts. Second and two, hand off to Williams. He goes up the gut, and he gets 5 yards and an Irish first down. Nice. It's nice when your run game can work in the red zone.
Yeah, almost inside the 10. Shit's about to get real.
Yes, Benny, Sim ND is undefeated because we know how to start quarterbacks. Five wide, drink, pine, back to pass. Throws it to the end zone to a wide open and overthrown Avery Davis.
Should have been a touchdown. Come on.
Ah, he was so open, Drew.
Come on.
Cone would have made that pass.
Would he have?
Oh, maybe. And now trying to get it, Mayer drops it.
Wow, okay. Now what? What the hell?
Now it is 3rd and 10 after a for sure touchdown got dropped. Hyde in the shotgun, 3 wide. Hokie showing a single high. Come blitz on. Coming. Pass again short. Davis breaks the tackle. Can't break two. Stopped short. 4th and 1.
Go for it.
They won't do it. Oh my God, they're doing it.
They're going to do it.
Hyde comes
option,
out under
option,
center.
Option.
3 wide. Williams at the... Oh, and Mayer. False start.
Are you shitting me? Why? Man, the sim never does that. That was fucked. That ruined it. Ruined it.
Oh, man. Well, 26-yard field goal attempt by Adore.
I am sads.
Kick is up. Kick is good. Oh, Milfy has corrected me. Yes. Notre Dame lost to Sim Wisconsin on that multiple pick six fucking disaster. So the record's the same, just happened in different ways. Well, Torres kick goes in the end zone for a touchback. Irish up 3-0 early, 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. Hokies after the touchback will take over on their own 25. Burmeister in a very full house pistol has handed off to Holston for a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 upcoming. So after that first long chunk play, Shane, they really haven't gone to the air.
It seems like that's not really what they're trying to do today. I mean, I understand Burmeister's supposed to be capable, but look at this. Is this a change of quarterback? Wildcat?
No, that's a Wildcat. Holston gets the Wildcat.
The fuck?
Goes nowhere.
It seems like they're just going to get frisky with the game plan today. That doesn't seem like they're doing anything conventional.
Does Fuente want to get fired?
He heard that USC is open.
Hey, look, pass is complete. And Rasheem Blackshear gets his first action of the game. And it is a catch for a Hokie first down going up to their own 40. Burmeister under center. Offset eye behind him. Back to pass. Blitz coming. Heinisch
get him,
almost
get
gets him. And a jump pass
suit?
That... What the hell? How did that work?
What the... He threw it across everyone's body.
He threw a fadeaway across the field, and it is complete to Tavion Robinson for a 6-yard gain.
Okay. Because science.
2nd and 4. 2 backs. Shotgun. Burmeister throws it quickly. Quick hit out. Immediately
murdered.
By Lewis.
Oh, murdered.
Caleb Smith gets hit immediately after the attempted screen pass. The funny part is the blockers were there, but nobody had Lewis.
Nope, no one noticed.
3rd and 5, 4 wide for the Hokies. Burmeister
right,
back
pressure.
To pass. And through the sideline and caught by Jaden Payout.
They're going
to
look at it.
We'll see. No, it looks like they're fine with this.
Okay, all right.
On the right side of the 50 are the Hokies. Back of the pistols, Burmeister has 2 backs in there. And a read option, Burmeister. Oh, a triple option.
Oh.
He pitches it, but the defense
that was a bad...
not fooled.
Yeah, that didn't do shit. No,
Raheem
nothing.
Blackshear eventually gets a pitch, but only goes for 1 yard.
Okay.
So with 38 seconds left to go, 2nd and 9. And again, oh, man, MTA just completely ran past his
just
man.
Just whiffed.
And Raheem Blackshear has a 3-yard gain after the pitch from Burmeister.
They sure are doing a lot of work for 3-yard gains here and there.
This is some Navy bullshit.
Bullshit.
3rd and 6. Empty backfield. Drink. Back to passes. Burmeister throws it deep. And it is almost one-handed.
Ooh. Wow.
Pass intended for Trey Turner.
He was behind Hamilton, buddy.
That was a TD waiting to happen. So here comes another sad punt on the 43. This one's going to roll all the way into the end zone for a touchback. All right. With 5 seconds left, we're going to take a look at some lockdown defense stats, Shane.
Here's some stats that no one has recorded.
no one has a sack, interception, force fumble. So great work.
So lockdown is the word we're using for that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Okay.
Two tight ends in for the Irish. Austin comes in motion to the near side of the field. Pine checking the play to a speed option, but he pulls it down to the 20, to the 25, breaks a tackle, and it gets a 7-yard gain.
So I realize why they called it lockdown. Like, it's the same kind of lockdown as during COVID in which you don't participate. So it's all zeros. That makes sense. I got it.
At the end of the first quarter, Notre Dame 3, Virginia Tech nothing. A little bit of reset here. It's 2nd and 3. Ball is on the Irish 27. Pine, hands off. Counterplay.
Ooh,
and Williams has the first outside. Down.
Wow.
Don't know if he needed to cut back in. It looked like he had a lot more room towards the sideline.
He should have just kept going wide, yeah.
Ball now on the Irish 33. Pine has Tyree and Williams in the backfield. Speed option. Pitches to Tyree.
Ooh.
And that goes nowhere.
Yeah. All that effort to get right back to the line of scrimmage. Mm-mm.
Devin Hunter on the tackle, and it's now 2nd and 10.
All right.
7:30 left here to go in the half. Hyde in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Throws it over the middle to, oh, we got away with an ineligible man downfield as Avery Davis caught that basically right off of Jarrett Patterson's back.
Yeah, behind
four
him.
4 yards
yep.
downfield.
Yikes.
Well, now it is 3rd and 6 as Notre Dame will try to convert their first third down of the game. I don't know if they'll, never mind. It did.
Snuck right past him.
It looked like the same play. I think they were trying to run a mid-screen, and this time it worked. And Davis
yeah,
gets the
it.
First down.
Savage.
So 1st and 10, approaching midfield are the Irish. Pine throws it downfield.
Oh.
Austin gets the ball, catches it, and take it down at the 35. Excuse me, Braden Lindsay on the catch.
Amazing.
That was a hell of a route right there.
Yeah, that was serious.
Love the beautiful sharp cut on that deep slant.
Not mad about it.
Inside the Hokie 35. Irish come out with four wide. Pine in the shotgun. Hands off to Williams, who gets taken down for a loss of 2. Dax Holyfield gets his first tackle and tackle for loss of the game. As the big junior middle linebacker. Four wide again for the Irish. Pine in the shotgun on 2nd and 12. Back to pass. Moving around the pocket. Throws towards the sideline, and it is caught by Deion Colsey.
Wow. I mean, tippy. They definitely have to look at that one. No? Oh, wow.
No.
All right.
ACC refs have the night off. Five wide drink. Ball inside the 25. Back to pass. Over the middle and dropped by the injured Joe Wilkins.
Great. It's a fantasy land, after all.
Maybe we shouldn't be throwing to a ghost. Three wide. Handoff. Williams drags the tackler down, but only for a yard. So it'll be 3rd and 9. Notre Dame has only converted 1 third down and was on that little screen pass to Davis on this drive. Irish will come out with 3 wide. Lots of blitzing coming, and Pine holds
on. Get it out of there.
Why
did you hold it? Okay. Just held it.
Eli Adams gets the sack.
Because reasons.
That's your backup defensive end getting that one. So Notre Dame will try their own long field goal, but this one a little bit shorter than what Virginia Tech tried. This will be just shy of 48 yards. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So we got a field goal battle going on here. Notre Dame 6, Virginia Tech 0.
Yeah, it's already just got that feel of like you can tell Notre Dame is in the better position. It just feels like you just want them to get out of here and not shit themselves on the way out.
This game is gross.
Yep.
Kick taken out. Oh, how did you miss him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man. Ramon Anderson just absolutely whiffed.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row. He's been having a rough special teams time.
Yeah, he ends up getting to the 25. He should have been stopped at the 10. Ugh. Back to passes, Burmeister. Throws it over the middle, and nice play by Drew White, hitting the tight end immediately. when he catches it. So great pass breakup there by Drew. Hokies come out with four wide, 5:26 left to go here in this half. Play action. And this time, that's just a straight drop by Caleb Smith.
They're going to want that one back, but huge for Notre Dame. Great opportunity, 3rd and 10. They can shut this shit down and hopefully turn that into 7 points on the flip side, man.
And Burmeister bootlegs it out. Throws a perfect strike to Payutes.
Nice.
I'm assuming that's how you say his name. Payutes, Payutes, Payout?
Yeah, I'm going to say Payote. Like Fuck it. He is Payote.
1st and 10 Virginia on the Hokie 38. And we're going to have that weird triple option pitch. Yeah, it's already come out to Brashear. And Hamilton has to be the one to stop 2nd and inches after that 10-yard run.
Yeah, with the angry stiff arm. And yet, that play has been working, as weird as
Melfi,
it keeps looking.
The answer to your question about 10 yards down the field for the Hokies is 2. One was caught, one was dropped. The drop was a touchdown. And a pitch out to Holston. Breaking tackles, avoiding tackles, 1st down Hokies.
Okay. All right.
So it is now 1st and 10. Ball in Irish territory on the 48. Eye formation behind Burmeister's under center, and somebody jumped.
Somebody offsides.
Well, apparently got back in time. Wow. They never call off the offside
draw. That's true. That's true.
So it is now 1st and 15, ball back in Hokie territory on their 47. 4 wide for the Hokies. Burmeister back to pass. Throws another strike to Trey Turner for a 14-yard gain. But this is 2nd and 1. Ball is now on the Irish 39-yard line. 3 down linemen for the Irish on 2nd and short.
All right.
4 wide for Virginia Tech. Burmeister chucks it way downfield, and by way downfield, I mean way downfield.
Yeah, big fat ole. I was going to say, though, this is starting to look a little bit like a drive. It'd be real nice to stop it right here.
Well, Notre Dame now pulls 4 down linemen out, 4 wide, and a play action.
Get him, get him, get him.
Oh, Bracy, just put your hands up.
It just hit your bot? Why? How did it just hit your bot? Okay.
Threw it right at him. Now the Hokies are going for it. Pulls in 2 tight ends.
What?
Burmeister under center. And this is going to Holston. It is stopped.
Boom. Boom.
Cam Hart on the stop. Thank you, Doyers.
That was a perfect timing for that gift to show up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got the BBG fist pump on the follow as soon as the 4th down will start. That
amazing.
Is a work of art. So the Irish will take over.
TOD.
Cam Hart. Does the damn thing.
Nice.
Pine under center. Hands off to Williams, who has to do a little cutback, and he's able to get 7 yards after cutting back to the left side. So we'll have 2nd and 3. 4 minutes left in the half. Nobody's used any of their timeouts, just as an FYI.
Fucking half is flying, though. Tell me that's not...
It is. After it needs to, after everything that happened to us. Nice counterplay off to the left side. 7-yard gain by Kyron Williams. Who is now all of a sudden back over 4 yards per rush with that one.
Get 7.
It's first and 10 in Hokie territory. 4 wide for the Irish. They will keep the running game going. Williams goes off to the right side, but only gets a yard this time. 3:30 left here to go in the half. Ball in the Hokie 45. 4 wide, 3 over to Pine's left. Hand off to Tyree. 2-yard loss. Went nowhere. Amare Barno on the tackle for loss.
All right.
So, need help on the left side, Shane. That's a tackle for loss and a sack from that exact position.
Yeah, not looking great.
4 wide on 3rd and 11. Pine back to pass, dances around, and I don't know what happened.
What? I'm just glad it left his hand, I suppose.
It looked like a delayed spike play.
Big sad. Big sad.
Well, here comes another sad punt in plus territory.
They had a chance for a good drive right before the fucking half, man.
Oh, muffed! Absolutely muffed! I don't know what happened there, but Virginia Tech recovers it inside their own 10.
I'm telling you, we forget that it's raining.
Bramblett's the MVP so far. Pins him inside the 1, now inside the 10. Hand off to Holston. who hits Drew White as soon as he crosses the line for a 3-yard gain.
I would love for them to fumble right here. That would just be hilarious. Thank you.
Any turnover would be nice right now.
Mm.
3 down linemen for 2nd and 7. 4 wide for the Hokies. Hand off to Holson again. Griffin
shut it down
pretty quick, but we got a flag on the play.
Oh,
and Shane calls it. Guilty party is Trey Turner over on the outside where that play was going.
Do it.
So it is now 2nd down, and after the penalty, it's going to make it 2nd, and I would assume like...
Oh, it was holding, it was downfield? It was this, what? No,
it must have been, I don't know. It's 2nd and 11. Okay. Oh my goodness, Holson
murdered,
got hit.
Murdered.
Foskey was all over the backfield. That was beautiful.
Damn, Foskey.
Loss of 4. It'll be 3rd and 15. I still don't know what happened on the penalty, if they declined it, if they accepted it.
No, they accepted it, but it was, yeah, that was the spot.
Ball is on the 4-yard line for the Hokies, and they will again have to
hit
play
him.
Safe, hand off, and Holson gets only 3 yards. Nice. The Irish, once again, will get incredible field position as freshman punter Peter Moore will come out in his own end zone once again. Kick is away.
Right.
Williams has two blockers in front of him. Please
look
do
at this
something.
Position. Look at this. Come on.
Ball
this has got
to
be
still
six.
On his feet, almost to the 30-yard line after breaking 3 tackles.
This drive has to end in 6 here. Come on. 145.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Shane.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
145. All 3 timeouts. 3 wide. Mayer goes in motion to the right side. Pine taking all day. Hands off. And stop pretty quickly is Williams just for a 1-yard gain. 2nd and 9 with 1:30 left to go here in the half. 3 wide for the Irish. Pine.
All right.
Pass.
Take it in. Shoot it.
Moves over to the right. Throws a straight to Austin on the run. First down
right
after
run.
A 16-yard
nice.
Gain. That was pretty. Austin just found a nice little hole in there, and ooh, that was some good shit. So clock stops at 1:24.
It felt like one of those just backyard football style plays, you know, or just worked because of the skill.
Some Bo Nix shit. Oh, screen coming. Might actually work. Tyrese got blockers. Touchdown, Irish.
Walked in. Just walked in.
14-yard untouched TD on that screen to perfection. Tommy Rees dials up a screen at the exact right time. Look at how the blockers did not touch anybody until they got to the goal line.
Yep.
That's
how you draw it up.
It's just, if you're a lineman, you're disappointed. You want somebody to hit.
Beautiful.
Extra point is up and good, and now Notre Dame is taking a dominating 13-0 lead with 1:18 left to go.
It might be insurmountable.
Well, whatever Virginia Tech's doing on offense, definitely. So this will be a touchback. Virginia Tech will have 1:18 and all 3 timeouts to do something. 3 down linemen coming out for the Irish to counter the 4 wide look from the Hokies. Burmeister back to pass. Throws short, and it is complete to Trey Turner. First
timeout
used by the Hokies.
Yeah.
1:13 left, 2nd and 3. Ball on the Hokie 32. Burmeister back to pass. And floats it downfield complete to Jordan Peyote, we've determined.
Yep. That's your name now.
I love Kaiser's attempt at jumping up like he was actually in a passing lane.
Yeah, you weren't. That wasn't
forget.
You, buddy.
Ball just inside the 50 for the Hokies. 4 wide, 3 down linemen for the Irish. 1:07 left to go. Hokies have 2 timeouts. Burmeister has all day in the pocket.
Launch.
Has to dump it off to Holson for 4 yards. We'll see if they call another timeout.
They're going to have to consider it because they're just near midfield.
Yeah, they will call 54. A timeout with 1 minute left. 4-6. 2nd and 6. 3 wide. A little bit of motion for the Hokies. And Burmeister's back to pass. That's a lot of time. And
got
man,
it.
Overthrew
Come on.
The seam.
Yeah.
He overthrew it so bad, he nearly threw it to a wide open receiver downfield.
Yeah, that would have been a touchdown if he actually had been aiming for that guy.
Five wide now for the Hokies on 3rd and 6. Pass is complete over the middle, but stuck just short.
Got him. Woof. Will they risk it?
Ramon Henderson saving the day there.
They will.
They're going to go for it. They still have one timeout left. They have all the big bodies in for this one.
All right.
Hokies really look to be draining a little bit of the clock here. So
yeah, I was
we'll
gonna say, are they gonna wait?
Just, oh, what the? What? What happened?
What the fuck? What offsides?
What? What?
Oh, okay, because they're
the center. The center took the football and ran, and they called the penalty on the Irish. What just happened?
Okay, all right. Cool. Science.
35 seconds left to go. I can't breathe.
What the fuck?
And ball's thrown deep, and it is dropped by Trey Turner. That's the second drop of the game.
Great.
Oh, my gosh. 2nd and 10 with 31 seconds left.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. I have never seen that. That is something special. Ball thrown deep, and almost picked off after it was dropped.
Should have. If Kyle Hamilton would turn around just slightly, he would have undercut it.
Tavion Robinson dropped another touchdown. Now it's 3rd and 10, 26 seconds left. Hokies still have a timeout to burn. 3 down linemen for the Irish. 4 wide for Virginia Tech. Burbikes are back to pass. It is complete to Trey Turner.
Someone
who gets
shut
the first
it down.
Down and gets out of bounds after the 12-yard
third and
game.
10? Come on. Don't give him points going into the half.
21 seconds left. Ball is just outside the red zone. 4 wide.
They try to go back to the air. Just pick this fucking pass.
Air's a screen, and it goes nowhere. Heiner sniffed it out.
Even better. They're going to look. They got to be thinking about that timeout, man.
Yeah, 2nd and 14. Not using the timeout. 8 seconds left to go as they snap it.
Here comes the pick.
Burmeister pass. What a nice little short out, and Jalen Jones picks up his first reception of the game. Yes, they will very wisely take this kick with 5 seconds left. This is going to be a 37-yard attempt.
Fuck it up.
And Parker Romo has this one good after missing his first one. And the Central Arkansas transfer puts the Hokies on the board. 13-3 Irish lead with 2 seconds left to go in the half.
All right.
And this will be kneeled in the end zone by Williams. And we'll see if Notre Dame will run anything going into the half. They will get the ball back to start the second half. Looks like they will run a play. They're probably just going to run this clock out.
Oh, they'll my God.
Hand it off to Williams. Breaks a tackle behind the line. Breaks another tackle. It's 6 yards. It was nice, but doesn't mean much. So at the half, Notre Dame 13, Virginia Tech 3. We will be right back after this.
Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get a deeper insight into the Notre Dame football program from somebody that lived it as both a player as well as in the inside of the athletic department, we suggest picking up a copy of If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from Notre Dame Fighting Irish Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box by none other than Reggie Brooks himself. Reggie will dive into everything from his time playing under Lou Holtz all the way up to the experiences of watching Brian Kelly lead today's Fighting Irish. And we are happy to extend a 25% offer off the book just by going to herloyalsons.com/book. Make sure you use the code WALLSND25. That's WALLSND25 when you make your order. Again, head over to herloyalsons.com/book. Use the code WALLSND25 and enjoy a great addition to your Notre Dame football library.
And we are back in the second half. Well, Shane, I mean, it's not heavy rain, but it's affecting the teams.
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross. I'm glad Notre Dame is up 10 somehow, but let's just keep going.
And Notre Dame will start the half, and this is returnable.
Run that bitch.
Looks like Tyree has it. He's got a little bit of a seam. Run goes that. Up to the 30 before he gets hit. Uh-oh. Good. Maybe, oh, come maybe on. I know clip, why clip, the clip, seam clip. Happened. Deputy Here comes clip. The clip.
Yep.
I'm going to blame Benny because he said someone clip that. So,
yeah.
Granted, he said it about 10 minutes ago, but.
Yeah.
Milfy did clip the weird offsides.
Good. Play. Yeah, because that was fucking nonsense.
Pine takes over at the 10. Tyree gets okay. the handoff and goes wow. over to the left side and gets 10 yards. Look at that.
God damn. All right.
Somehow 10 minus 10 equals inches in this game.
Yeah.
It's now second in inches. Here comes Pine back to pass, dances around, gets rid of it just in time.
I'm amazed that was counted as a fucking incomplete pass.
I was definitely holding my breath. Well, Notre Dame will try to get their second third down conversion of the game. They are 1 for 5 on the night.
My goodness.
Three wide, Pine's under center on third and inches. Davis goes in motion to the left side.
Run that bitch in.
Off straight up the gut. Very simple, very effective. 4 yards, first down.
The objective, I feel like, for the rest of the game is simply to kill time. I mean, 13-3 is fine.
do the Waterboy offense, just kneel the fucker?
Mm-hmm.
Five wide drink. Oh, my gosh, ooh, that was jumped and nearly picked, but somehow Austin got it.
Turned into 7 yards. That should have been a pick six.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I take terrifying. Back what I said about not having Zip on a pass because he fired that fucker in.
My God.
And this is going to be a handoff after that heart attack. No gain for Williams. But so that is the second tackle for Holyfield.
Okay.
Third and two.
Get the two. Keep the drive alive.
Irish come out with 4 wide when you only need 2 yards. And they hand it off. Thankfully, Williams can break. Oh, Tyree nice. Breaks the tackles, excuse me, and bowls forward for the Irish.
Leads
first
with
down.
His helmet.
Totally safe. Oh, God, this game has to change so much stuff when they finally re-release it. Holy crap.
I know. Oh, it's going to be so annoying.
Playing in a different era right now. Two tight ends for Pine in the shotgun. Two Watch wide now to his left. Speed option.
Oh, pitchy and pitch, no pitch.
Able to get rid of it. That fourth rush for Pine is a disaster. Shamari Connor gets the TFL on that one.
All right.
That is your Nickelback. Second and 14.
Test the air.
Handoff. No. Sure, that makes sense. And it goes nowhere. So now it's third and long.
Yeah.
That was smart.
I mean, again, I understand playing it safe, you know, sticking with running the ball in this weather and, you know, how the score has gone and all that shit. But, like, why waste the down?
Well, now on third and 14, Deep. Pines back to pass, throws it short. And, again, we shouldn't be throwing to ghosts because Wilkins drops another one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That is just justice for me for getting to take him out of the game. It seems like, no, he won't catch a pass.
He won't catch jack shit. You're welcome.
Bramley coming to punt it away. And the MVP gets this sucker past the 30. And now past the 40 goes Tavion Robinson. And a 13-yard return. And the Hokies will take over on their own 42-yard line. Four down linemen to counter the three wide wildcat look.
What the fuck? Okay.
And a read option. And Holston
Kyle Hamilton
pulls it
gets
down.
Right in the middle of that shit.
And as Shane said, Hamilton all over that one. Second and 7. Ball on the Hokie 45.
All right. Let's see what the offense is going to cook up here.
Burmeister, two backs in the backfield. MTA trying to hunt chased. One of them down. But again, this is a Kyle Hamilton drive as Rasheem Blackshear only gets 2 yards.
Yeah, Hamilton is not interested in your offense.
Third and 5. 5 minutes left to go. Burmeister's in the shotgun.
Get him.
They did not get him. In fact, that pass is complete downfield. Tackle's broken almost to the 30-yard line goes Tavion Robinson.
Okay.
It's been a while since they stretched the field. And they finally did it there. Just settled in behind Cam Hart, who was way too soft in that zone. So now, all of a sudden, field is flipped right back. The Hokies are in Irish territory on the 33-yard line. They have three wide. And a little counterplay off to the left side. Holston is able to get a nice, healthy 8-yard gain. Second and two upcoming, 4:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball on the Irish 25.
All right.
Full house pistol for the Hokies. Here comes that triple option play again. Yeah, this time, Burmeister will just hold it for 7 yards.
Still doing its. It's honestly fortunate they haven't run it more because it's been a successful play for them every time.
Yeah, outside the first time they ran it, I think it was the only real disaster they had with it. They're in the same look, Shane, so we'll see if they do it again. Nope, they're
going
to be
back
to pass.
Passing it.
Throws it over the middle, and it is complete to Caleb Smith.
They're getting real cozy right there over the middle. I feel like they're going to commit a mistake here soon.
I like how it's second and one, but that looks like a whole ass 2 yards to my eyes.
Sure.
And, oh, speed option.
Ooh, MTA said fuck off.
MTA's got more speed than your option bullshit. It'll be third and three. It's been a lot of bend, but don't break, and it's going to be put to the test here.
Ball all right, shut him down. 11. Here comes the turnover.
Four down linemen, two backs in the backfield. They have been running option looks out of that. Now it's a straight handoff to Blackshear.
Shut it down.
Goes
amazing.
Nowhere. I like how Drew Pine was out on the field on defense. That makes sense.
What?
And it wasn't prior either. I know there's two Tevs, but that was absolutely Drew Pine.
why?
The field goal is up and good. It was a 30-something yarder. Whatever. This game belongs on the ACC network. 13-6. 3:17 left to go. This kick, not returnable. Oh, just stop showing stats.
Yeah,
they're
please
bad.
Spare us. Fuck.
If I'm doing the math right in my head, there has not been 400 total yards of offense. Gross.
No one's happy.
Hey, Pine starting. Everybody's happy, right? That fixes everything?
Yeah.
Williams gets a quick handoff to the left side. Gains 4 yards. It really does feel like it's ball control, clock kill offense right now, Shane.
That's the dude. It's raining. It's in the Northeast, relatively speaking. It's an ACC team, Notre Dame on the road. Like, all you want to do is not pass it fucking 50 times and have everyone be, you know, Brian Kelly's out of touch. Why are you the quarterback? Bring me Jack Cohn. No one can do anything right. You know, just get out of there.
Well, speaking of not doing anything right, Austin couldn't pull that down after he got hit immediately.
Kevin Austin.
Third and six. Oh. But, man, Lindsey with us.
Lindsey.
I don't know what he did there, but.
Thread the needle.
He's doing some possession receiver shit in this game. First down, right. Irish.
I'm just waiting for somebody to slip in the pack.
Pine, back to pass.
Oh.
Davis gets it complete. 16-yard gain. All of a sudden,
that's
the Irish are cooking.
They're favoring this little bit of, you know, this intermediate passing game. I mean, I feel like they're just trying to spread them out so they can go back to the run.
Well, there is 2:39 left to go here in the third. Ball is just inside Hokie territory. Three wide. Pine in the shotgun. Davis coming in motion. Hand off to Tyree, who breaks the tackle in the backfield. I don't know if he got back to the line of scrimmage. No, he did not. Lost a yard there is Amari Barno. Notches his second TFL of the game.
All right.
He did everything he could to try to make something out of nothing, but nothing doing there. 2:15 on second and 11. 2:15 left to go is what I meant. I can't talk. Pine back to pass. Short little dump.
Oh.
Over to the freshman Lorenzo Styles.
That's my dude.
Third and three. Shane, every receiver has a catch besides Joe Wilkins.
Every time he's been given opportunities, damn it.
I know. This is great. Third and three, straight power run.
Look at that, straight up the middle. Oh, what a beautiful lane.
Pine runs over for defender for a couple extra yards. First down Irish after the 7-yard gain. Ball on the Hokie 35. Pine goes under center. Hands off to Williams, who tries to run somebody over but only gets a yard.
He did truck the first dude, but his friend came and helped him out.
Second and nine. 1:25 left to go in the third. Four wide. Three to Pine's left.
Hitting it, hitting it. Out the top.
Heads out to the left. Boom. Lindsay snuck underneath. And it is third and three after that short gain.
I want to see them get the ball to Michael Mayer here on his third and three.
I mean, that was the only receiver set up on the right side of the field, and he came all the way to the left.
Yep.
Just chucking the collision engines after the player. It's art.
Yeah, trash.
Third and three. Handoff to Tyree. He cuts back. Right. He's got some room across the 15. He goes.
Nice.
A nice little first down there. I mean, the rushing attack, it hasn't been spectacular, but I mean, it's getting the job done.
Slow, methodical, and yet they're doing exactly what they need to do, and it's still working. 15-yard line.
And read option. Pines got a lot of room.
Huge keeper.
And he almost had it. Oh, he does get the first down.
That's a first and goal. Wow.
Ball is now in the five.
Surgical.
Drew Pine has rushed the ball 7 times in this game. Pretty impressive. 3 wide. Mayer comes in motion to the right side. Back to pass there goes Pine. And he throws it. It is complete. Wilkins Dude, finally Avery. Catches the ball.
Joe Wilkins. There you go. Now everyone's got their catch. Touchdown. Amazing.
First reception for the game. The ghost of Joe Wilkins gets a TD. Oh, man. Well, now it definitely feels insurmountable, Shane.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting as close to putting this one away as it's going to get.
Extra point is good after Dora got completely taken out and no flag throw. This game is something else, man. We got 25 seconds left in the third quarter, and Virginia Tech is running out of time to figure out what they're going to do before having themselves pantsed at home again by the Irish.
Oh, buddy.
Well, now they're going to have to definitely stretch it downfield, which they haven't wanted to do, but they start with a speed option anyway.
Yeah, not going to work.
I mean, it's 4 yards. I mean, honestly, at this point, you let them run the time off the clock, right? Like, go ahead.
Yeah, at this point, please.
4 yard your way down the field if you really
want
to.
Be guests in your own homes like a bunch of weaklings.
This will be the final snap of the third quarter. And a nice little outside cut there.
Got hunted down.
It'll be third and one.
That's right.
And we are going to go to the fourth quarter. Notre Dame 20, Virginia Tech 6. Oh. We don't need more of a highlight package. Let's get with this. Come on.
Yeah, let's please. Go. The rest of the game has been mercifully quick. Let's get on with it.
Full house in the backfield. Burmeister in the pistol. And he throws a quick little out
Link.
To Blackshear. And that's a 5-yard gain and a first down again.
You can just see that the Virginia Tech offense has no particular sense of urgency because they have no particular confidence in anybody that, you know, that can get them to that level. They're just trying to survive on offense right now, and it's pretty much not working.
And Burmeister runs another speed option, but that one only goes for 5 yards. Second and five. 7:30 left to go here in regulation. Irish are bringing 5 men up on the line. Think they're done with this Russian bullshit? Oh, it didn't work there. They ran in the opposite direction of the blitz. Ball's now across the 50. First and 10. 4 wide now. 3 down linemen. I'm going to laugh if they run it on that.
They're going to run
they
it.
Sure do. And there's a gigantic hole. Blackshear gets an 8-yard gain. 2nd and 2 for the Hokies. But man, is this taking a long time.
It is geriatric as fuck over here.
4 wide, 4 down linemen. 2nd and 2, another handoff.
Boom.
I feel like they're being baited right now. Like, oh, it's working. It's working.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so far, look how much time is just bleeding off of this clock. You would think they had a lead.
Yeah, 3rd and 1. Back in the pistol in a weird I formation.
Oh.
Virginia and Tech. A handoff. This will be a first down as Holston is tripped up after a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, 6-yard gain.
Left to go on the fourth.
A 6-yard gain feels like doing like absolute work for Virginia Tech so far. So more power to him, I suppose.
Ball is on the Irish 33. Another full house formation. Here comes that weird triple option look. And this time it's going to be a chunk play for 12 yards.
That was a strange and bold toss. I mean, yikes.
Those late pitches are either genius or they cost you.
Yep.
Well, we are about to approach the 6 minute remaining mark here in the fourth. Oh, we finally have Virginia a pass. Tech. And it's picked off!
He's picked off in the red zone!
Jack Kaiser thrown right at him.
Yep.
Oh, God, I thought the game froze for a second. A heart attack.
Nope.
Like, don't you dare. Not
easy now. Easy money. Easy money. Stop speaking shit into existence.
Hey, we're five just going to call it. Five wide drink. The Irish are not fucking around. Pine.
Make him pay. Make him pay.
Does not see the corner blitz and is sacked.
He was winding up, too.
Shit. Ryan Murphy gets the sack.
He had something in the Murphy, in the gun.
That is right. The bottom of the depth chart cornerback making the sack.
Yikes.
Well, it's now 2nd and 18. Got a pass now. Pine throws it over the middle, complete to Austin. It's that same weird screenish type play.
Okay, so let's just say it was, you know, the incomplete first down, and then they got 1 yard in second down. Let's just pretend like this was the plan all along. Great.
It'll work. 3rd and 9. Let's see if they can do it. Irish have not been particularly great on third down in this game.
Get him. Get him.
And it's thrown short, and Williams cannot do the work needed.
Nah, we're just gonna get it.
Oh, the Irish will punt it away with just over 5 minutes left to go.
They just need to hold here on defense. The turnover gave them enough time.
Bramlins kicks away.
Flip it, flip it.
And met quickly, but tackle broken by Tavion Robinson. Only gets 7 yards.
Still not so the Hokies
have decent field position.
Let's call it middling.
Yeah, on the 36. And here comes a big, heavy set eye.
This is not going
to
go
well. And, of course, they're going to pass out of it. And then Burmeister decides to run.
Yeah, I told you.
And he's going to be sacked by Foskey. I feel like that was just a gigantic favor.
Yeah, it was basically they were just crashing on both ends. It was not a good idea. Mm-mm.
Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Much appreciated.
There is now 4:40 left to go here in the game. 2nd and 12. And pass, a read option. Burmeister, he looks lost. Did he fumble?
Bit.
He sure
he did. His offensive line bailed him out.
Burmeister, I think he's done.
He seems partially concussed.
Five wide for the Hokies.
All right, get the
back
pressure.
To pass.
Ooh.
And the pass is tipped in the air and almost intercepted by
Knocked down. Knocked down. Whew.
But a whole lot of nothing there for the Hokies. 4th and 12. They will kick it away. Notre Dame has got a chance to just bleed the hell out of this if they just don't screw around. A lot of room here for Williams. Goes across to the 40. 17-yard return.
All right. I mean,
go ahead.
At this point, the game's in their hands. They just need to just get the ball a little bit downfield. You know, they kick a field goal and walk the fuck away.
4:06 left to go.
Inside.
Williams gets the handoff, and yeah, he ran it outside to the right and went nowhere. Devin Hunter gets his first tackle for loss of the game. 2nd and 11, less than 4 minutes to go.
All right.
Two tight end set.
Stick with Williams.
Fine. Back to pass. Ooh. Throws it to the sideline, and it is complete to Braden Lindsay.
Wow.
His fourth reception of the game, and I swear everyone has just been clutch.
I think that reception may have sealed the game.
And they're now in Hokie territory. Read option. Pine pulls it down. Has a ton of room.
Savage.
Almost gets the first down.
His
ninth rush of the game.
Wow.
And yeah, the Irish are absolutely in bleed clock mode. We got 3 minutes left to go. 2nd and 1, hand off to Williams, and he's not able to fall forward for the first down.
That's okay. Just kill some
Come
more clock.
Buddy.
You can do it again. Do it again.
3rd and 1. 2:40 left to go. 4 wide for the Irish. Ball on the Hokie 38. Pine going to be taking his time here. Don't know why they going out of kill clock mode, because that's all you're doing wisely, but now I get to sit here like an asshole. And we got 6 seconds left on the play clock. We now got a 220 on the game clock.
At the
clock.
Two. Boom.
And here we go. Speed option. Pine just keeps it. Runs people over. And that is a first down. The Hokies use their first timeout. It should be just a matter of time. First down will absolutely ice this one. And off to Williams. Finds a little hole up the middle. 3 yard gain. Second timeout used by the Hokies. 2:11 on 2nd and 7. And a little counterplay here that goes nowhere. For whatever reason, the lead blocker was not followed because there was definitely room over on the left side. 3rd and 6, 2:08 left to go. 3 wide, 2 men in the backfield. Pine will pass to win.
Dump it. Yeah, it was right there.
Yeah, he goes safe. No gain right. For Tyree.
Kick the damn 3.
And that is exactly what they're going to do. This will be a 41-yard attempt for Doerr, who's made one from 48 and 26 earlier in this game. We've had a special teams bonanza, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Coffin corner punts, field goals, and now false starts on field goals. So this will now be a 46-yard attempt. Thanks, guys.
Much appreciated.
And, well, now it's a 52? I can't math.
They're still going for it. Nail it.
Oh, off the upright, we doinked.
Doink. That's okay. That's fine. We can afford a doink.
Well, now it is still a 2-touchdown game. The Hokies got no timeouts and 1:36 left to work with. Now they have no choice but to air it out as Burmeister goes back to pass. Almost picked off again.
Ooh, that would have been 6. That would have been an easy 6.
J.D. Bertrand drops a touchdown.
Yeah.
1:33 left to go. 2nd and 10. Back to pass is Burmeister. Heidish gets him.
Get him. Murdered.
That's a loss of 8. It is now 3rd and 18. I tell you what, as good as the defense has been playing, having Kurt Heidish back in any way, shape, or form is going to be welcome.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call this formation, but the Hokies are in it. Burmeister's back to pass. We'll dump it out in the flat, and this will be a sad 9-yard gain. 4th and 9 coming up for the Hokies.
Yeah, good luck with that.
There's going to be about a minute left by the time they snap it. Again, no timeouts. 4 wide, 3 over to... bootleg. And Foskey misses the sack!
Oh, my God.
It's almost picked off by Drew White.
Should have been.
It doesn't matter. That just would have been stat padding.
That'll do it.
That will do it. We will just have kneel downs from here on out unless BK decides to get spicy with it. 2 kneel downs on this. And Shane, I mean, I guess that's... I don't know if it's the best of what we could have asked for. It definitely wasn't stellar offense, but
look, considering where they were last week and what Virginia Tech could have posed, this is exactly what I wanted. Just run the ball, make it quick, and everyone get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, unplug Metallica. We'll see how many DCMA strikes we get if this channel still exists by tomorrow, and the Irish will kneel this sucker down.
That'll do it.
And that's gonna be the ball game, folks. Pine talking shit. Look at that.
Yeah, bitch. A little shush, anybody?
Well, that's the ball game. Notre Dame 20, Virginia Tech 6. And, well, back on track-ish. And now you go into the bye week. Not losing two in a row.
I can say we successfully entered Sandman because we are all very, very sleepy. At this point, you know, the game did its job, and now we're all ready to go to bed.
And I got to edit this. Well, hey, look, I will take this. Honestly, I'll take a 20-6 game. It was comfortable.
Did I lose your audio?
I hope not. I can hear. I'm still coming through the stream, so we'll see what happens with you, Shane. But I will take this. I can't stop laughing. I will take a 20-6 game where there was no real doubt about what happened to this one. Shane has absolutely lost me. He can't hear shit right now. This is great. So we're going to end this podcast with Shane not knowing what's going on. This is incredible.
I don't think I can hear you at all.
You can't. You can't. I can tell you can't hear me. I can hear you just fine. So you're good. I'm just going to end it. So we'll just go with that. It was a fun game. We have mass technical difficulties. If you'd like to hear the full uncut version of what we went through, patreon.com/indietex. I will give you the entire thing. As far as what happened, Shane's audio went out. I don't know what happened, but it went out. He can't hear me. So I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this sucker up. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Make sure you're back here next week on twitch.tv/RoLoyalSons. Again, at Thursday around 9 p.m. Central. Make sure you also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Make sure to join us at Discord at herlolsons.com/Discord. Of course, you can always find us at our home at herlolsons.com. Until next time, y'all, go Irish, beat Hokies, and technical difficulties. Have a good one!